got a fire lit here in the studio because I told you that there was entertainment happening tomorrow that we're very excited about, but I was in a day behind because of the holiday that took my mind. Blew it, I think. But I'm back. I'm a whole person, and I can confirm that, in fact, Kurt Darren is in Belize already. Well, he will be shortly because he's going to be performing tonight at La Montagne, courtesy of Loop Evolution Records, and I've got the Loops in the studio. Loopy 1 and 2. What's happening with Kurt Darren tonight, guys? I mean, there'll be all sorts of fun and excitement going on at La Montagne. You guys have changed the scene.
Absolutely. There's a lot going on for the holidays, but for today we have Mr. Curtis Darren. He is going to be performing this evening. We got a great young artist opening. His name's Lickerbon. He's a local, he's a KZN boy. He's just come back from Joburg. He's flying through now. Did a really great set last night. He's a great, great Afrikaans artist. Really, really good. Then obviously Kurt Darren. And then we have Belito's rock and roll band playing out for us this evening, Rebound.
So it's a full lineup of entertainment, but the headline is Kurt Darren.
Correct.
And Kurt has been, I heard an interview with Dave Gaselli on Monday, which sounded really exciting. He seemed to be very keen to be. He doesn't come to Belize so often, so it's a rare occasion.
Correct.
Mm. And we've managed to kind of almost hit the market in a strange interim period. A lot of locals have left for vacations, and folk are coming in and looking for stuff to do and wondering how and why and what and all, but they're still finding their feet. Correct. So tonight is the start, officially, I think, of the Belito entertainment season, if I might be so bold. It's going to be a big jewel, and it's going to be on one of your three, or at one of your three venues that you are now promoting, at the La Montagne Hotel, but it's on the pool deck. Now, what happens on the pool deck, sound-wise, lighting-wise, weather-wise, how does it work?
So we've got everything covered for tonight. We've got great sound, great lighting. We've also got a big stretch tent in case it does rain. There is a small chance of a little bit of rain tonight, very, very light, but we've got that all covered. No issues there.
And for people wanting to book?
So the tickets have been selling on Howler, the app Howler, but we are also selling tickets at the door as well.
And what is the price of a ticket?
So over you, Gibber.
It's a good idea that you have the price sort of down, you know. I mean, we want to know.
All the ticket prices are at Howler. So on the day, I believe it's 300.
Yeah.
On the day. Yeah.
Correct.
So on the day is today.
Today. On the night. The day.
Today. So if you had booked earlier, like we asked you to and invited you to and kind of encouraged you to, then it would have been cheaper. But the ticket price is now 300 Rand per person. And if you consider that what you're getting is three live acts and Kurt Darren headlining, and that's going to set off your festive season with a real bang, that's a bargain. And if you go to movies with a couple of bags of popcorn and Coke and what, you're going to be in for 300 bucks. So easily. So, I mean, it's not an expensive night out. People are stupid in terms of what does it cost. You'll get an international act that'll come out here and charge thousands. I mean, often the international acts are okay, but you stand at the back of a rugby stadium looking at this tiny little thing on the stage. You might as well just go home and listen to the CD. You'll get a better experience. So this is your up close and personal. Do you think Kurt might sign a few autographs afterwards?
We hope so.
Yep.
We hope so. No, I know him. He'll definitely
will.
He'll sign, especially if you're asking him to sign on a part of your body that is quite... No, I'm joking.
All the bookies will be there.
So what time does it start, guys? What time does the event start?
So gates open at 4, and the scheduled, the first act, Lickerbon, it's targeted at about 5:30.
Oh, so it's a late afternoon, not a late night jolt.
Yes.
Being summer, right. it's such a nice weather, it's nice and warm, so we'll kick it off a little bit earlier.
So gates open
at 4 p.m.
At 4, when the first act starts?
5:30, and then we're targeting about 7 p.m. 7 to 7:30 for Kurt, and then...
So what's going to happen between the first act and Kurt? You're going to sell lots of
There's food, there's alcohol specials, there's pretty much anything you need in terms of alcohol and food over there. They've got quite a wide range, Lamantin has, of food that you can order, from sushi through to prawns to steak or pizza, burgers or pizzas. Or
And are there tables, or do you sit on a...
There's lots of tables, seating area, as well as standing area as well.
Okay, yeah. So it sounds like it's an afternoon, evening of entertainment. Yes. A full couple of hours of your early evening is definitely set, ready to rock and roll. Rock and roll with Kurt, maybe. Rock and roll, maybe. met Kurt, met Captain.
And it's an awesome setting. You know, at that time of the day, it's lovely around the pool. It's absolutely beautiful. Yeah. The Indian Ocean in front of you and, behind the stage, shall I say.
Now, I want to ask you guys, neither of you sound like you are from Bloemfontein and yet you've booked Kurt Darren. Is he not an Afrikaans performer?
He is an Afrikaans performer, but we have such a solid Afrikaans,
fan base.
Mm. We have so many Afrikaans people in Belito at the moment, so, yeah.
But the real answer is that he actually crosses over completely.
Yes.
Kurt is one of those artists that literally, he is a South African act. He's not an Afrikaans. Because there are some Afrikaans acts that are Afrikaans exclusive. Yeah. Yeah? And if you don't understand the language, bad luck for you. But Kurt is completely, his show will appeal to across the board. It's a truly South African experience. And that is what makes him so popular. Well, I can think of nothing better than to be at the Lamantin this afternoon because, firstly, it's a hell of a nice place to be. They've really tarted it up nicely, and you guys have done wonders with the venues, the entertainment venues. So that's an opportunity for you to pop along and see them if you haven't yet. If you're new and you're on holiday and you're wondering what to do today, well, it's sorted for you. Pop along to Lamantin, to the pool deck, and get ready for a magnificent afternoon, evening of entertainment from the highest order. Time. Of the highest order. You see, just one word with Kurt and I can't speak anymore.